With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, April 27th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Yesterday, the Galen Catholic and Remsen St. Mary's golf teams made the trip out to Fort Dodge for the CYO tournament, taking place hosted by Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Take a look at the scores on the girls' side. The Galen Catholic girls taking the top spot in the CYO tournament. They shot a 406. We weren't able to locate the last time the Galen girls won the CYO tournament. It's been a while, if it's happened at all. Bishop Heelan took second place in the CYO. Kemper Catholic was third. Remsen St. Mary shot a 440. They placed fourth. And of course, this was an 18-hole tournament. Jaden Barthel had the top score of the day for the Jays. She shot an 86. Outstanding showing for a golfer and a senior who's been having a great year. Lindsay Ryder, second on the team with a 101. McKenna Sitzman shot a 106 for the Galen girls. In the contest, it was Bella Ahrens for Remsen St. Mary's who had the lowest score for the Hawks. She finished with a 105. To the boys' side of the CYO tournament, Kemper Catholic took the top spot with a 308. Nobody close to them. St. Edmund shot a 351 to finish second. The Galen boys shot 358 and finished third. Remsen St. Mary's was fourth with a 364. These scores and more are on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. And to some college signing news over this week, the Galen Catholic girls track and field team sending an athlete off to college, and Sophie Rudin, who signed to continue running track for Briarcliff University at a ceremony yesterday morning. Rudin's been a multi-sport athlete at Galen Catholic, participating in volleyball and basketball as well as track, but she says track has always been her favorite of the sports to compete in.
I've always loved running, especially as a kid, and I just like how well I've been doing in track, and I want to keep doing good in it.
And it's easy to see why Rudin loves running track for the Jays. Her head coach, Travis Westhoff, says that shows in the success she's had and the work it's taken to get to that success.
We're extremely proud of Sophie. I mean, she's qualified for state for the last couple years. I'm assuming she would have gone to state her freshman year, but she lost out on the COVID year as well. But, you know, it's cool considering the things she battles through on a day-in, day-out basis. She's the kind of kid that's always going to give you the extra effort. She's the kind of kid that is going to throw her body around without necessarily caring about what happens next. But when it comes to track, that's a sport she can excel in because it's full effort all the time, and you love seeing someone like that go on to college.
And that work ethic has made her a very valuable asset for the Galen girls track team. It's also made her very receptive to coaching, which Coach Westhoff says has made her that much better.
She's the kind that never backs down from a challenge. And the more you say, Sophie, I need you to do this. Sophie, you need to push the limit here. Sophie, you can do this better. She takes that to heart and she takes it as a challenge. And she says, I'm not going to let anybody be better than me. And it's really cool to see her be tremendous at what she does with the 400 hurdles and the long jump. And you know, I said from an early age, if I could stick Sophie in seven events, I would, but Iowa rules don't let me do that.
Once she went on a visit to Briarcliff, Rudin knew that BCU was the place to be. And she says from that point on, she knew she wanted to be a Charger.
When I visited, it felt like home and I wanted to continue to run. And I feel like it'd be a great place to have great opportunities to continue that.
And Rudin's really enjoyed being a J under the coaching of both Travis Westhoff and Jeremy Schindler running the track programs at Galen. She says the BCU coaches remind her of those two, making this a nice and seamless transition.
The coaches have a really good relationship with each of the athletes, and it kind of reminded me of here with Schindler and Westhoff, and I wanted that again.
And Rudin also credits her support system for always pushing her to be successful and to get her to this point.
I want to thank my coaches and family and friends for helping me like push to get better and to help me with this decision.
Sending an athlete off to college leaves an opportunity for the high school program that the athlete leaves behind. In Rudin's case, Coach Westhoff hopes he has plenty of athletes coming up who desire the opportunity Rudin's getting next season.
When they get a look at one of their classmates who gets some money to go be an athlete in college, I'll sit there and say, why can't that be you? Why aren't you the next Sophie Rudin? Why aren't you the next one in line to sign on the dotted line and go be an athlete, you know, because you're all capable of it. It's just how hard do you want to work and what kind of attention to detail do you want to put into it?
And Rudin's qualified for state 2 years in a row in the 400-meter hurdles, her premier event. She also qualified for the long jump last season. And speaking of state qualifying track meets, districts, regionals, however you want to describe it, those state qualifying meet assignments came out earlier this week from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Of course, they're joint co-ed state qualifying meets. So let's take a look at where our Plymouth County schools are heading to qualify for Drake coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll start in Class 3A, where Lamar's Community, they're going to head up to Orange City for the state qualifying meet hosted by MOC Floyd Valley. They'll also be competing against the likes of Bishop Heelan, Boyden Hall Rock Valley, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Sioux Center, Spencer, and Spirit Lake. In Class 2A, it's going to be Hinton and Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central. They'll head to Ida Grove for a state qualifying meet hosted by OABCIG. Cherokee will also be in attendance, as well as East Sac County, Greene County, Kemper Catholic, MVAOCOU, Pocahontas Area, Ridgeview, South Central Calhoun, and Southeast Valley. And the rest of our Plymouth County schools are in Class 1A. They're heading to Lawton, as they did last year. Akron Westfield, Galen Catholic, as well as MMCRU and Remsen St. Mary's, heading to a meet hosted by Lawton Bronson. They'll be joined by Boyer Valley, Logan Magnolia, River Valley, Siouxland Christian, West Harrison, West Monona, Westwood, Whiting, and Woodbine. Those state qualifying meets are coming up on Thursday, May 11th, and they'll qualify for the state tournament to follow a week after that. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today, and as far as team competition is concerned, there's not a whole lot there, but as far as Drake relays are concerned, yeah, that's where a lot of the attention is in high school sports today. Taking a look at our Plymouth County athletes that are going to be competing at the Drake relays today, it's a lot of field events going on. They've got the 3,000 meter and the 3,200 meter runs for high school, but a lot of it is field events today. So in the girls' discus throw, we're going to see Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's Allie Schweitzberger and Hinton's Lauren Kunkel compete. Those two have two of the top five throws this year in the discus, so both of them are going to be contenders at the Drake relays today. Looking forward to seeing their results. In the boys high jump today, we've got three Plymouth County athletes, two of them from Lamar's Community. Sione Fafita and Wanding Hosniong will compete for the Bulldogs at the Drake relays. So will Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's Bo Goodwin. And finally, in the boys' shot put, Akron Westfield's Ian Blau will compete for a Drake Relays blue flag. Best of luck to all six of our athletes competing today. And, of course, more Drake Relays action gets going tomorrow. And we'll report on that once that gets going tomorrow. In other sports news or schedule for today, our golf schedule looks like this. In the Warrigal Conference, it's Trinity Christian in town to take on Galen Catholic. That's going to be only a boys' contest. The Trinity Christian girls team does not have enough golfers. They do not compete. The Galen girls golfers could play around at Willow Creek Golf Course, but it will not be against an opponent. Other Warrigal Conference matchups see West Sioux at Akron Westfield, Unity Christians at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, and South O'Brien's at Harris Lake Park. And in track today, the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central track team, minus Allie Schweitzberger and Bo Goodwin, they're going to be in attendance at the MVAOCOU invite later on today. For more sports news, including scores and results, you can check out KLEM1410.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. We're going to put updates from the Drake relays up on our Twitter page, so you're going to want to make sure to follow that to see how our Plymouth County athletes do at the Blue Oval down in Des Moines today. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.